to vote for?
Oh, nobody, but thanks for asking. No, I appreciate you asking. I haven't voted in 30, 35 years, maybe. I only voted maybe in 2 elections, and I don't even remember why. Oh, yeah, people say that if you don't vote, you can't complain. That's totally wrong. That doesn't even make sense. Of course I can. I don't vote for the weather, but I still complain about it, right? Okay, so that's a ridiculous folly of a theory. Hello, everyone. Martin Zender. Nice to have you here. Nice to be back with you on the Revelation series. Now, we're going to go back to Ted Cruz's father, Raphael, because this is the germ. And, you know, you could look at Ted in many different ways. This is the genesis of what Ted believes. But Raphael Cruz didn't get it out of nowhere. Gonna have to drag you through the history of this a little bit. I did that before, but I don't think I finished up on it. We're gonna be done with this week, but I got some interesting thoughts, more than interesting, on the Antichrist. Don't worry. I think you're gonna be impressed with this, because I'm impressed with it. Because we have insight into such an amazing thing. That is how God operates. Remember the phrase I always like to say, God is in a big, fat, glorious, predictable rut. No, you're right. I put the word hairy in there somewhere. Where does it go? Between fat and glorious? No, between glorious and predictable. Okay, God is in a big, fat, glorious, hairy. Now, I think it goes better before, after, fat. Big, fat, hairy, glorious, predictable rut. That's it. Bingo. God does the same things the same way all the time. And once you know this, then you have insight into things that the rest of the world doesn't have, because they, the rest of the world, cannot think as God thinks. You have to have the key to God's mind. And Paul says, we have the mind of Christ. And I believe part of having the mind of Christ is seeing how God operates, that He makes things happen in a way that is unexpected, but you can't say that he never called his shot. He did. He prophesied a thing, and he delivers a thing, but it's never as people expect it to be, but nobody can look back and say he never announced it. Okay, well, yeah, before we get to Raphael Cruz, I'll give you a perfect example, what I consider a perfect example. Peter, denying the Lord 3 times. Jesus said to him, before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times. So there was the prophecy. There was no way that that could not happen. So all Peter has to do, if he doesn't want it to happen, is just concentrate, boy, concentrate. But what happens? He gets into a situation where he loses his mind. He gets accused of being seen with that criminal, and he freaks out, he panics, and says, I never knew him. He's pressed again, denies again, he's pressed a third time, and again he's denied a third time, and he has no clue what he has just done is fulfilled scripture. He doesn't have a clue. That is until the rooster goes, then he goes, that's what happened. This is exactly what happens every time. People don't know what they're fulfilling. The priests of Jesus' day did not realize what they were fulfilling. Okay, you want another one. I'm getting word that you want another example. Well, of God's big, fat, hairy, glory, predictable rut. He says what's going to happen ahead of time, always. And the people who are fulfilling it are convinced they're doing something else, that completely differently, something else. So this is another aspect of it, is that you'll find that the people who think they're the best cock-a-doodle-doo are actually the worst. And the people who are the worst, it's the reverse polarity thing. The people who are the worst, the scum of society, the plumbers, the fishermen, the carpenters, the tax collectors, the prostitutes, these people are actually the nobility, the spiritual nobility. That's a big, fat, glorious, predictable rut. God takes the underdog and does something marvelous with the underdog at the meet, while the people who think there's something are doing something completely opposite of what they think they're doing. Paul is the exact this guy Saul, before he became Paul, was convinced he was the Pharisee of the Pharisees, the righteous of the righteous. And the people who think they're something turn out to be the actual opposite of what they think they are. This is a beautiful, if I don't mind saying so, lead into what I'm going to say on Antichrist. But I'm sorry, friends, I'm not yet done with Rafael Cruz, because something I just said will fit this man. Where do you hear this? I read this yesterday, tried hard not to comment because I was out of time. No such situation now. I'm going to comment my head off here. At the New Beginnings Church in Irving, Texas, in August 2012, Cruz delivered a sermon where he described his son's, that is Ted's, senatorial campaign as taking place within a context where Christian kings were anointed to preside over an, quote, end-time transfer of wealth from wicked people to the righteous. Now, this is unbelievable, because what he's doing is he's looking at the Old Testament and he's seeing the battles of Israel, how Israel conquered and they took spoils from their enemies. Those were the good old days, folks, when the Romans occupied them. In Jesus' day, it was not so heady times then, because then they had to pay their own temple tax. Jesus told Peter to pull that coin out of the fish's mouth. That was for the temple tax, which was an embarrassment for Israel, because it was the nations that were supposed to pay that for them. In the kingdom, the coming kingdom, the nations will stream to Jerusalem and bring their riches into Jerusalem. The problem is for Jerusalem is Jerusalem thinks it's supposed to happen now. And Raphael here, Senor Raphael, is out of God's timing, thinking that it's now time to take the spoils from the nations and bring it to the people. And he thinks that he's spiritual Israel anyway. He's a Christian, therefore he... This is standard Christian theology. He thinks that he is the fulfillment of God's plans for Israel. He's spiritual Israel, Raphael thinks. And he thinks that instead of God, this is one reason these people start thinking this, instead of God bringing Israel to its literal fulfillment, God has given up on Israel, and God is now using a spiritual Israel, that is people who are not necessarily blood related to Abraham, using them in a spiritual way, not a literal fulfillment, to bring God's kingdom to the earth. That's the way these people think. And they're looking for an end time transfer of wealth, but they're missing it by an eon. There is going to be a transfer of wealth, but it's not an end time transfer of wealth from the nations to Israel. And any transfer of wealth, listen carefully, any transfer of wealth you see today in the, quote, end times, unquote, going to Israel, it's for nefarious purposes. It's for the building of the false temple. It's for the proud Israel. It's for the Zionist type of Israel that is going to milk the nations dry of money. But it's not done in the spirit of Christ. It's not done according to a holy tithe. It's done by an enforced tithe. It's done by people who, like Rafael Cruz, Ted Cruz, Glenn Beck, who are taking a truth and yet applying it not only to the wrong people, but during the wrong time. They're applying it to themselves as if they are Israelites. They're not. And they're applying it in the wrong time, thinking that they are the ones. Oh, how wonderful to be such a peacock, to think that you are going to be the one who brings this wonderful flush, end time wealth and glory to God's people. And of course, you think you're God's people. You think you're God's people when actually, this will tie into my Antichrist thing, you are a servant of Satan. Ooh, that will leave a mark. How much time do I have left? I see. All right. So he thinks that we are anointed as a people. And him and his people, Christians. I'm not a Christian, as you know. That they are anointed to preside over an end-time transfer of wealth from wicked people to the righteous. Did I just read that? That's a quote from Wikipedia. This is in accordance with a sermon delivered by Rafael Cruz in Irving, Texas, in August of 12, where he said that there will be an end time transfer of wealth from wicked people to the righteous. Guess who the righteous people are? Yeah. Rafael Cruz and his people, that is Christians. And the Christians have already anointed themselves as the righteous. So guess who the wicked people are? Is that what he's going to do, take it from the wicked? This is a transfer of wealth. That is a, quote, end time transfer of wealth. Just like what happened with the kings of Israel in the old days, he's drawing a parallel. He thinks he is in analogous times to the Old Testament when God is going to take the wealth from the nations and give it to real believers, and Christians think they are real believers. So this transfer of wealth is going to take place from wicked people to the righteous. So if Raphael and his ilk are the righteous, then guess who the wicked are? Yes, you and me. That's right. We're the wicked. Can you imagine Raphael going to my website, and what's he going to see? He's going to see, oh, this guy's teachings are unorthodox. He's a heretic. He's teaching the salvation of all, and we all know that that's incorrect. He's teaching that God is in control of wicked people, that God actually makes people sin. God is so in control of the world that he decides who believes in him and who doesn't. And of course, they hate this truth, the Christians. So one look at me and my website, and I would be placed into the wicked category, and I would be one of those from whom Raphael would extract tribute for his glorious self-appointed Christian kingdom. What a peacock. I think a peacock makes that noise. I don't know. And like, we would be the victims. Believe me, when these Christians get into power, just be quiet. I mean, shut up, because we would be, if we were here, the victims of their righteous campaign. You know, Adolf Hitler thought he had a righteous campaign too. But even Christians looked at that and said, well, obviously that was wrong. But not right away. There were Christians in Germany, believers, who thought Hitler was the best thing to happen. There's another example, really, of something that starts out maybe looking good, starts out as a noble cause, and turns bad quickly. And that's exactly what's going to happen with these people when, not if, they take power. And they are being fueled for this power play by misapprehended, misconstrued scripture. And that will do it every time. If you want to deceive somebody, quote the Bible. Quote the Bible. So this transfer of wealth from the wicked people to the righteous, I guarantee you we are the wicked people, but we're in good company. Jesus Christ was considered wicked in his day. He was considered to have a demon. He was considered a rabble rouser, a troublemaker, and so was every other man or woman of God worthy of the name. And nothing has changed. Remember, it's called God's big, fat, hairy, glorious, predictable rut. Nothing has changed. God is still operating this way. So you and I, we're still the anti-heroes. We're still the ones operating under the world's radar. As I said, not our time to step upon the stage, because our stage isn't here. It's not here. Our stage is in a far higher realm, a far more glorious realm, and that realm is the celestial realm. Tomorrow, I promise you, listen, I'm going to finish up on our friend Raphael, the father of Ted, and we are going to find insight, I believe, into the rise and even the fall of the Antichrist.